Hey folks, it's Deepak Shukla here again. Welcome back to another episode of Life, Love and Entrepreneurship. And today I'm going to talk about an expression as put forward by a former Navy SEAL. I really should know his name, but you can Google it. It's an expression I've actually got tattooed upon my body now, beneath a zombie soldier that I've got emblazoned across my chest. So just beneath that, I have a quote that is, "Not dead, can't quit." And that's what I want to talk about today. And I want to talk about that in relation to the efforts that we make in all the things that we do in our lives. It's a really incredible expression. And I've recently spent some time around military or army men, shall we say. And it really is the case, or it was really interesting rather, to hear of how they spoke of the kind of modern youngster, the modern teenager, and how they're growing up in a much kind of, well, more pleasant and not as harder environment as the kids of yesteryear used to grow up in. And the upside of this, of course, is, you know, the advancements we see in, I don't know, technology, gaming, culture, modern media, whatever it might be. The downside of it, in terms of people's willingness to stay committed, the ability to go through pain and come out the other side, to endure, basically, has just massively reduced in this kind of ADHD kind of culture that we live in. So it takes you back to this concept of not dead, can't quit. And, you know, I've been away for 2 weeks. I was on holiday. You might have noticed that my podcast kind of dried up, and I took some time to kind of go away and completely kind of zone out and remove myself from technology and the world, quote unquote. And I've come back, and it's day one today, and here I am literally jumping back onto to a podcast. And I think that it's something that we all fall guilty of sometimes, that it's very, very easy to take the lazy path. And the lazy path can still involve hard work some of the time. It can still involve, you know, getting up and going to your 9-to-5, or, you know, carrying out the chores or the routines that you do on a daily basis. Working to the extent that you feel absolutely shattered to the bone, that you feel that you've got nothing left more to give, is precisely the point when we, as human beings, can go so much further. Come back extremely tired, there's, you know, a couple of friends that I was away with that are taking this time to go and kind of, you know, relax and unwind for several days. I did go for an 8-mile run as soon as I got back yesterday. Here I am today, it's 9:20 a.m. and I'm putting together a podcast, and not that I'm any kind of inspiration or role model to follow, but I think that we are always capable of doing more than, you know, we ever think is possible. And it's really, really important to kind of remind ourselves in those moments where we feel like we want to give up. We feel like, you know, this is not quite for me. I don't know whether I want to do this anymore. Or, for example, when momentum gets lost. In the case of this podcast, I was podcasting daily. And, you know, I took there was a hiatus as I was away for 2 weeks, as I said, and it's always the case with my kind of 10-minute sound bites that I record, that, you know, this one perhaps might not be as strong as the others. Maybe I might not have a coherent message, but the really important thing is that I don't want to kind of quit on this project, even when there's perhaps lots of logical reasons to say, okay, well, you know, let's focus on another project, or let's focus on something that's going to bring me some kind of monetary gain immediately, or I can't be bothered because it's been a while and it no longer feels, because I've kind of broken the habit, natural to be talking into, you know, my system setup that I've got here whilst I record this podcast. And you're going to have moments like that. You're going to have moments where it's going to be really easy for you to give up, especially when there's no one there to tell you to keep going, when there's no one there to tell you to carry on and to continue, and that the path that you're on is a righteous and or noble path. in those moments, your kind of intrinsic strength and value really does come into play. And there's, you know, a distinct parallel between physical output in terms of exercise and training or stretching yourself and how that translates into your personal life. 100% that is the case. So an example of that is with the 8 mile run I did yesterday. One of the things I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get my 8 mile run time down to 56 minutes. I want to be able to run 7 minute miles because I eventually want to run a much faster marathon than I have of late. And I, at the moment, yesterday, came in at around 59:30, I believe. So I'm running at approximately 7 minutes, 26 seconds per mile. So I need to bring that down by almost 30 seconds per mile, which is a significant amount of time. So that's kind of the aim. And it did mean that yesterday, it wasn't the most kind of pleasant run. But in that moment, when I reached the 6 mile mark, where it would have been definitely easier to kind of just take my foot off the pedal, slow down, and then accept that maybe, okay, I'll do an, you know, hour and 2 minute run, I gave off my best, and my fastest mile, I ironically, was my last mile, because I tried to put in everything that I could, and it wasn't pleasant. It did hurt, but the reward that I got was that I'm edging closer to it. And considering I was on a 2 week holiday, to go out and get that 8 mile run time of an hour, I'm really happy about. And that for me means that today I'm like, well, Deepak, yes, push yourself, put this podcast out, continue with your podcasting journey, because it's one that is of importance to me, it is of value, and I want to keep building in consistency into my life. And the podcast is one of the ways of doing that, by building a focal point around which I can build out other things. So think about what that means for you. Not dead, can't quit. Where are there areas in your life where you could be giving more, doing more, where perhaps you feel that you're not getting the results that you want to, or that it's just too damn hard? And remember that at the point at which we reach our what we consider to be perhaps physical or mental limitations, the human body and the mind, if it so wills the body, can do up to more than 50% more than we think it's capable of. It's, you know, it's the very reason why people are able to achieve extraordinary things in their lives, because really the bar isn't some kind of predetermined medical limitation of where we think we should be. It isn't a reference point of what someone else has achieved. The bar is simply wherever you choose to set it. And every day you can go out and do incredible things, as people are, whether it's, you know, normal human beings, quote unquote, like Eddie Izzard, who ran 50 marathons in 50 days, whether it's a Elon Musk, who, you know, has companies, incredible world-changing companies. He just keeps on building and creating. Or whether it's, you know, your next door neighbor, who is the most efficient and productive person you've ever met. It is whatever it means for you. Not dead, can't quit. And the biggest thing about, you know, recording this podcast today was about podcasting again after being away, on a holiday for a few weeks. And I've come back now, and there's that small element of post-holiday blues. You know, I'm coming back and I'm going into work, and there's this whole misnomer that, you know, I'm always 100% excited all of the time. No, I'm definitely not always 100% excited all the time. Sometimes I have my days where I slump. And yesterday I was drinking. I'm back here. It's on a Monday. I am back into working. I'm back into recording this podcast. And I just want to remind you that you are not dead, so you can't quit. Keep going. Live by that Navy SEALs creed. I've got it tattooed upon my chest. And I implore you that however hard you might think something is, you're definitely, absolutely, 100% capable of doing it.